It's Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So we're moving into the second half of this month's topic on ancestral healing, and it's been a really lovely month so far. And for those of you who attended the class on Sunday, thank you so much. You were so open, and to hear your feedback yesterday in particular from different messages I was getting from you about insights that you had and understanding that you were getting from seeing the different patterns and connections within your family. This is exactly why I wanted to do the topic. For those who did not come to the class, the replay and the journal are available in the bundle now. I really do need you to go back and watch that class and do the first section and the family tree within that journal part. It's imperative for the work that we're going to be doing so that you can build on the family tree, okay? Also, in your journal that I either... your journal was also emailed to you as well on Sunday morning. So in the journal, there's a part two, and that's the part that you can just work on yourself in your own time, whenever you feel like it. So today we're moving on to looking at what is called descriptors. And a lot of the teachings that I'm sharing with you this month are based on the book It Didn't Start With You, which I've talked about a few times. And if you want to look further into this topic or further into the work that we're doing, because this is not work that can be done fully in a month, you know, I'm doing it a year and a half or more and still learning. So the book is something you could work with over that period of time. We're looking at a thing called descriptors, which is about describing your relationship with your parents, your mother and your father individually. If you were adopted, you might want to look at the mother that raised you or the father that raised you. Or if you got to know your biological parents, you can also, you know, you might have two sections, my biological mother and the mother that raised me, for example. You might have a situation where you didn't know your mother. Maybe she passed away when you were younger, maybe she had to leave for some reason from your life, and you don't have a huge relationship with her to describe, let's say, but you would have memories of how you maybe felt at the time about certain things. Or you might bring up memories of what you can remember from maybe being 1 or 2 years of age, for example. So we're going to take each parent individually, and today we're going to just start with the mother, okay? So in your notebook that you hopefully have for all of the teachings we've been doing this month, I want you to write down in your notebook my relationship with my mother. Like, that's going to be on the top of it. And then what you're going to write down is how you would describe your relationship with your mother, okay? Then I want you to write down how you feel your mother treated you, okay? And then I want you to write down how you think other people would describe your mother. Okay, so like from an outsider's point of view and then from your point of view. Now, in this, you may have the best relationship with your mother, and that's amazing, and there may be no healing to do here, and even just to tap into the energy of your mum is fantastic. So this doesn't mean that there has to be bad stuff here. It may not necessarily be like that at all. If there is anything then that you see that needs healing, you just write all of that down. Okay, so just how you feel in general. And then what I'd like you to do is to read back out loud, okay, to yourself what you have written down. And then I'd like you to think for a moment about your mother's life and to think about, is there any reasons why she is a certain way or is not a way that you would like her to be? Maybe she's a little bit cold, maybe she's not attentive enough. And maybe just see like what her relationship with her mother was like, if you knew about that or heard about that with. And what we're trying to do here is, some people's behavior in the past or in our life isn't good, and you know, we have been caused pain and hurt and trauma by that. And there is this expression like that everyone's doing the best that they can, which they are. So part of healing is being able to understand, I think, and have acceptance around things, and also compassion. Now, there's certain circumstances you may not be able to have any compassion for the person, and that is absolutely fine, and you do not have to do that at all, okay? Some things might have been just way too much. So what you're going to do is, after you've read these statements aloud and thought about what your mother's relationship was like with her mother and how she was treated, then what I want you to do is read the statements aloud and see, does the energy feel different? So you might feel upset reading out the first part, reading it the first time. You might feel angry, you might feel, you know, a little bit off. And then when you look at your mum as a person, look at her relationship with her mother, how she was treated, what happened to her in her life in general, and then you reread those statements, there may be a shift. There may not be, but there may be. So this is just the exercise for today. And the reason this is important is because when we go back to the family tree that we were doing the other night, and we started off with our parents, grandparents, siblings, and we just started in this square thing. For healing to happen, we have to understand what's happened before. And for us to be able to heal the things that have been caused from other people, we have to understand why they weren't healed enough to be able to do the right thing or to treat us in the right way. If you are in a situation where you have an amazing relationship with your mother, for example, that's wonderful. And heightening that and looking at that and saying, how can I even make that better with my kids? Or how can I really embrace that for myself personally? So I hope that helps. On Thursday, we're going to be moving on to the father. So don't rush ahead and do that. Just take it. The thing with this is there's a lot in it. And just take it step by step and let things integrate into your system, you know, for a day or two over the course of these teachings that we're doing. And I'll talk to you on Thursday and have a great day.